101.9 High FM, One Nation, One Station.
Matrics are writing exams. It's a very stressful time in any normal year. This year, it's got to be a whole lot worse. Certainly, I know a number of kids writing, and I know the parents, how stressed they are, just in case the kids come into contact with somebody who is COVID positive. If they, God forbid, get sick, that anxiety can't be helping. Joining us on the line, Principal of Yeshiva College Girls High School, Natalie Altman. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Good, thank God. How are you?
Yeah, excellent, thank you. The anxiety levels have got to be, I mean, you've been doing this for some time. This year has got to be a whole new chapter.
So the truth is that the kids have been unbelievable. I think that their ability to adapt and be flexible around what has had to happen, their ease with technology, and for some, interestingly, it's actually been a whole lot better to be at home without distractions. So while there's no question it's been a very difficult year, and I think actually them missing out on their leadership year and on certain other fun things that happened during their matric year, I think those things have actually been more difficult.
I think that's where the real loss is. I was talking to a friend of mine whose son is head boy, who has been head boy at a school this year, and it's been a tremendous loss because here's a kid who had so much that he wanted to do and hardly had the opportunity. There's been a tremendous loss for all of the kids, no matter what year they're in.
So I think that's been the biggest loss. You know, covering the curriculum and the syllabi have actually been fine. Thank God all our kids have access to Zoom and access to technology. So we're very privileged and blessed that actually in some instances they finished the syllabus before normal because they were able to go faster sometimes online without the distractions, but just the social and being part of the school. Like, we just haven't had our matrix part of our school this year. When we were able to come back to school, they basically wrote prelims and then second set of prelims.
In terms of what you're saying, really for matrix, the year's been pretty much an academic one, a focus on academics because there wasn't much else that they could focus on. In terms of the goals for the year, that is really what they had to get through and they had to achieve because we didn't really know how the year would play out.
Pretty much. I mean, thank God we were able to have a beautiful matric farewell, but it was different. But it was still special. But aside from that, I can't say there've been many events for them. Those kids that weren't, well, actually, I was going to say that the city councillors, but those are the grade 11s that also missed out. But the matric, they missed out on their final year of school, and I do think that that is a big deal.
It is a big deal. How are you managing in terms of exams? What added responsibility do the parents of the kids and the kids have in terms of making sure that they get through the next few weeks, hopefully without incident?
From the school side, we continue to deep clean the venue and just make sure that, there's proper social distancing at the desks and very strict with masks. In terms of the parents, unfortunately, as any principal will tell you, don't have full jurisdiction of any parent. But as some of the parents have said to me, they've made their families literally go into stage 5 of lockdown. So I think there have been parents that have been exceptionally strict over this time.
Yeah, and that does have. What happens if a kid does come into contact with somebody and they're meant to be in isolation, or if God forbid they get sick? Does the school have a way of allowing them to write exams?
Yes, thank God we do. So there is a difference between somebody who has to be in isolation who's been somebody who's been exposed, and then somebody who has COVID. But actually, this past week, the government themselves have put out a gazette that has said that if a child does have COVID, they still can write, because the alternative was terrible. The next time the matrix could have written was in July next year. And certainly for our kids, many of whom are taking gap years at yeshivot or other things, it would have been quite a disaster. So we had made some plans, certainly for children that had been exposed. But the government now has also come out with a gazette that said that if children have COVID, there are obviously protocols that have to be put in place, but they still can write the exams. Mm. Obviously, in separate venues and with very, you know, under very strict conditions.
Yeah, I'm busy writing an article and doing some research into the workplace, because what we found this year is that everybody was forced, those that could, obviously, to work remotely. As we head into 2021, please God, we get the vaccine, life returns to some form of whatever we define as normal. My sense is that a lot of workplaces are going to be going back to some form of combination of remote working and full-time working, or work from anywhere type of approach. I spoke to the Vice Chancellor of the University of Johannesburg. His sense is that at a university level, it is unlikely for universities that have managed to adapt to a bit of remote learning, it's unlikely that they're ever going to go back to 100% traditional learning environment. What is your and it's just obviously a gut and a thought and something that you must have been contemplating over the year. When all this is over, do you think that our schools are going to look different, or are we going to go back to what was?
I don't think we'll ever go back to what was, but there is no doubt that being at school is a game changer for children. Even those that were more comfortable at home or did really well at home, being in an environment with their friends is so important. I mean, I'm in a high school, especially for high school kids, the social element and also the social dynamic. You know, learning, especially on a school level, it's different on a university level because you're really focused on your career. Mm. And it's very focused. But on a school level, there's so much learning that takes place with debate, with interaction, with non-verbal cues, which obviously you can't get over Zoom. Mm. You know, those kind of things are absolutely critical to education.
Even so dealing with social conflict.
Exactly. Mm. If we had the choice, there's no question that we would be at school. However, there are so many things. You know, there's the concept of the flipped classroom, which is much more used in university, where basically children do research and then the class is more like the shiur, you know, about what they have learned instead of teaching them what they've learned. And then the assessment is that kind of thing. And that's where I do think schools will change because the children are now used to technology. I mean, even in grade one, the teachers don't do reading with the kids anymore just because it's very close contact and it's hard for the kids to read to the teachers, read to the teachers. So my grade one child does all her reading to the teacher over voice note. Over WhatsApp voice notes. So, and those kind of things will definitely change. I do think it will make schools more efficient. I think that it would have taken years had we had a technology plan to upskill our teachers to the kind of technology that they now had to learn in a very short space of time. And they're now comfortable with it, especially our older teachers. So there's no doubt that I think it's brought tremendous gifts and will shift education. But in terms of having schools doing just remote learning, my sense is that I can certainly say for our school, but I've got no doubt that a school is an important place for kids to grow and develop and learn. And I don't think remote learning is ideal.
Do you think that there's any particular age group that has suffered most this year? Or is it just each one has their own particulars or peculiarities?
I definitely think, you know, that grade 1, 2 years, you know, when they're really learning the technical reading and writing, I think those have been difficult. Again, like, you know, the matrix, I think maybe the transition years, have maybe been more difficult. Mm. You know, the first year of high school, because they haven't had a opportunity to really integrate. So that's my feeling, but I definitely think not in terms of age group, but in terms of type of children that children with, special learning needs, I think that's been in general, like, there've been some who have been astounding, and actually it's been the best thing for them to be away and on technology. But for the most part, kids that have concentration difficulties and other things, I think that's it's been so, so hard.
Absolutely. I'd love your thoughts. 34519 or 061-895-1019. What has your experience been with your children? Have they done better in this environment? Are they struggling? And what are you seeing, if so, as their main challenges? Director of Koresh and Yeshiva College at Yeshiva College, Principal of the Yeshiva College Girls High School, Natalie Altman, thank you for taking the time to speak to us to get your thoughts, Matric 2020 safety protocols in place.